The Morpeth Floods. The Morpeth Floods occurred on Saturday the 6th of September in 2008. The Environment Agency recorded 150 millimetres of rainfall falling in the Wansbeck catchment between Friday the 5th of September and Saturday the 6th of September. The Wansbeck Valley is actually narrow and steep, and this caused the massive flood. In addition, because the soil was already saturated as a result of a wet summer, the effect of surface runoff was greatly enhanced. The lag time was also very short, giving people very little time to respond. On the 6th of September 2008, more than 400 residents were evacuated. Shelter was provided in the Town Hall, King Edward VI High School and the County Hall. An error made by the Environment Agency's warning system meant that 198 properties in the Middle Greens area of the town did not receive a flood warning. Firefighters, ambulance crews, the RAF, the RNLI and the British Red Cross were among the emergency services involved in rescue and recovery operations over the weekend. Many residents had been forced from their homes and lived in caravans or with relatives as rebuilding took place. More than 1,000 houses were affected. Early estimates suggest that damages would be over £10 million. And on Sunday the 7th of September, Morpeth Lions Clubs and the Red Cross launched the Morpeth Flood Disaster Funds, and by Wednesday the 10th of September had raised over £20,000. At the peak of the flood, Morpeth High Street was under 60 centimetres or 2 foot of water. Not since 1963 had the main street been flooded. The library suffered severe structural damage due to the heavy debris transported by the river. Such was the extent of the damage that structural engineers were required to test its safety. Morpeth has got a system of flood defences consisting of flood walls and low embankments that were put in place following the 1963 flood event, but these were overtopped by these high flood waters. The RAF and other emergency services had to evacuate people by boat and helicopter, and aid rushed in from around the country and government sources. Insurance companies will foot most of the bill. There are plans to have in place by 2011 a system of higher flood walls along weak spots in the town, poles to catch debris upstream, to clear out all the culverts that drain water in Morpeth and upstream, possibly for an upstream reservoir, which would hold over 1 million cubic metres of water. This reservoir would only allow volumes of water through at a managed level that would prevent flooding.